From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation has announced plans to renovate 10 houses to create 29 new housing units of varying sizes by the end of the year. The initiative is intended to help address the need for affordable housing and income segregation within the city in the city of Hudson. The estimated price tag for the project is $2.5 million, and it will be paid for with a loan from the Bank of Greene County. Galvin's plans includes a studio unit, 5 one-bedroom units, 18 two-bedroom units, 4 three-bedroom units, and 1 four-bedroom unit. Dan Kent, Vice President of Initiatives at the Galvin Foundation, said the 10 properties to be renovated were obtained through private sales and donated to Galvin by trustees. 26 of the units will be located on Warren Street. Several of the properties under construction or soon to be under construction have historic significance. The foundation is prioritizing the projects based on need. Potential tenants must income qualify and apply to occupy the units through the Galvin Foundation, which operates 180 affordable housing units. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting two Columbia County residents are facing felony charges over allegations they unlawfully disclosed confidential information they learned about while serving on a county grand jury. Stephanie H. Monsoor, 49, of Hudson, and Wayne Cole, 56, of Chatham, were charged March the 20th with unlawful grand jury disclosure. Both were issued tickets to appear in Hudson City Court on April the 3rd. The state police said the investigation began in October. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature's Finance Committee unanimously approved a resolution on March the 19th urging the state to impose an Internet Fairness Conformity Tax for inclusion in the 2018-19 state executive budget. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marco said millions and millions of dollars are made through Internet sales, adding the state is not collecting a dime of that money. Sales tax collection in Greene County represents 30% of its annual budget. An estimated $80 million in internet sales tax could be collected by the state in 2019 if the resolution passes and would be allocated by online activity in each county, Marco said. How much Greene County would receive is unknown at this point. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Legislature approved a contract between the county and its larger labor union on March the 20th. The three-year agreement between Ulster County and the Civil Service Employees Association is retroactive to January 1st, 2017. It provides employees with a 2% raise in each of the 3 years of the deal. The last contract between the county and the CSEA expired on December 31st, 2016. The contract also requires changes to employee working conditions, including how overtime is paid, the amount of stipends paid for items including uniforms and meals, as well as the amount paid to some supervisors who are on call after regular work hours. The contract runs through December 31st, 2019, and you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, here are the results of the village elections of March the 20th. From HudsonValley360.com. For the two-year term village trustee positions in Athens, Gail Lasher had 225 votes, Stephen Bradadich had 182 votes, Michael Sciliano had 111 votes, and there was one write-in. For the 2 3-year term village trustee positions in Catskill, Peter Grassi had 285 votes, Gregory Smith, 283 votes, Margarita Reese, 224 votes, Margaret Tomlinson, 202 votes, and 3 write-ins. For the 2 village trustee positions in Chatham, Lenore Packett had 56 votes, Gunnar Warden, 53 votes, and 9 write-ins. For the 2 2-year term village trustee positions in Cooksackie, Joseph Ellis, 321 votes, Diane Ringwald, 279 votes, Paul Isley, 115 votes, and 2 write-ins. There are no vote results in for Hunter at this time. Kinderhook is also voting for 2 village trustee positions, but there are no results in at this time. Philmont, voting for 2 village trustee positions, has 2 write-ins. In Robina's mayoral election, Bill Misuraca, the Republican incumbent, had 330 votes. Martin Case, the Democrat, 280 votes. And for the two Board of Trustee positions in Ravenna, Mary Ellen Rostano, the Democrat, had 338 votes. Linda Muller, the Democrat, had 317 votes. Joel Coy, the Republican incumbent, 296. And Keith Mahler, the Republican incumbent, 294. For the two-year term Village Trustee positions in Tannersville, George Bain, 98 votes. Lee McGonigal Jr., 48 votes. Tom Knowles, 41 votes. Brian M. Walsh, 41 votes, and one write-in. And finally, in Valencia, for the two Village Trustee positions, there was one write-in. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow mainly after 2 p.m. today. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 33 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of snow mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 29. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy on Friday with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise this morning was at 6:56 a.m. And the sun will set at 7:08 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. About 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of March, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.